Hey guys, this is Captain Buzz Brannon with Northeast Florida Angling Inshore Fishing Charters here in Jacksonville, Florida. Giving you an update on the Salt Strong Inshore Fishing Report for my area. Well, I hope everybody had a safe, happy, and merry Christmas, as it was pretty cold for most of the nation. Certainly below our normal average temperatures here in Jacksonville. Got crazy cold. Broken record. I'm sure everyone felt the same situation as we did here. Unfortunately, I had some cancellations this last week due to the cold weather. I was able to sneak out once, I think, since the last time I reported, and had some pretty fair results. However, since I've fished, the water temp now currently is about 55 degrees here. I have not been out on the water since it was about 60. That big of a drop will definitely affect the behavior of our fish and our fishery. I'm getting out there today, this afternoon, in the next 3 days I'll be on the water, and hopefully next week I'll have a little better detailed report. However, the redfish were still snapping the last time I fished, and it was a pretty productive day. I was using live bait. I was charter fishing with live bait, live shrimp on a quarter-ounce jig head, and live mud minnows. And had many, many redfish, a lot of them, you know, in the 2 to 3 pound range. Had a couple nice middle upper slot fish as well. Did not really fish for anything else. Moved around quite a bit and picked at redfish around oyster bars on the falling tide with a little bit of flow and current. Water is still very tannic in the area. So if you're going to throw a lure, you want to kind of pay attention to that water color. I'm assuming with the water temp being as cold as it is now, it's going to be a lot clearer. In the clearer water, I like a more subtle presentation. I'll scale it down to maybe an 1/8 ounce jig head with more natural color, tans, browns, a little bit of gold in it. For redfish specifically, a lot of times I'll even use a bucktail jig in brown with a little tip of fish bite strip bait in either crab or shrimp scent. That can be a phenomenal sight fishing tool, guys. I don't know if you're familiar with that setup, but if you do like to sight fish for redfish in some of this cooler, clear water, that's a great setup. It's just, you know, I go with a 1/4 ounce bucktail. I like the TBS jigs. My friend Tony Mazzella here in Jacksonville ties them. I'll get the black with purple or brown with gold. Tip it with a little piece of fish bite. Pitch it out in front of schooling fish or cruising fish, and slow, real slow presentations. If you can imagine a crab on the bottom making little mud puffs, that's what I try to mimic, and those fish will cruise over to it and pick it up. Now, typically when it gets this cold, the fish move slow, as you can imagine any cold-blooded animal would. So your presentation needs to be slowed down as well. I also like to fish deep creek holes if I'm using live bait, not doing some sight fishing. Using live bait in deeper depths, like maybe 6, 8, 10 feet, if you can find some of those deeper holes. That can be a great place for redfish to congregate and even speckled trout. Now, for speckled trout fishing this time of year, again, I'm just going off past history and knowledge. I like deep holes. Simpsons Creek area can provide some of those, you know, deep holes and around sandbars, big sand drops, with paddle tails, slow hopped on the bottom. They tend to eat lures almost better than live shrimp or a mud minnow. I've found tends to work pretty good for some of those bigger trout that will be a little more glued to the bottom, down in the bottom portion of the water column versus, you know, mid or upper. Can't imagine you get a whole lot of topwater bites with the water being this cold, but you never know. I mean, I always like to try to throw topwater any scenario or opportunity. I feel like it can be somewhat productive, even if it's just a bite or two. However, I probably won't be doing that this week just based on the water temp. Now, the good news is going forward this week, guys and gals, it's going to warm up. They're calling for almost record highs. You know, we're having both ends of the spectrum here. And when the weather is this drastic, it can be challenging. These fish can be stubborn. They can bite, and then they lock up, bite, lock up. I'm hoping that with this warming trend, they're going to be more active. The bait's going to be a little more active, so the feeding should be a little better. I won't know for sure, obviously, until I get out there the next few days and starting today. And hopefully you guys got some new Christmas gifts, some new lures from Salt Strong Store, some new rods and reels, some new combos to go target some of your favorite inshore species. Again, I haven't heard much about the sheep's head bite. I think some guys are still getting them. You know, I would assume this is kind of whether they really like, you know, the colder the better for sheep's head a lot of times. Although they can be a little stubborn and picky as well when you have these big fluctuations and temperature swings. There actually have been a few flounder caught prior to this cold snap. You know, flounder opened back up on December 1st for our area of the state. So, you know what, you flounder junkies, you might want to get out there and start doing some flounder fishing. You know, I mean, it's kind of a weird time of year for them, but you can pick off some decent fish. Again, I like to use the Fish Bites Dirty Boxer. It's like a big, long, curly tail and white. Tough to beat that for a soft plastic lure. For some reason, those flounder really dig it. I will even pin that on a spinnerbait if I'm fishing some, you know, heavier structure to rig it kind of weedless, an inline spinnerbait of your choice. Yeah, guys, that's pretty much it. I hope you guys have a happy and safe New Year. Have a good Merry Christmas. This is Captain Buzz Brandon with Northeast Florida Inshore Fishing Charters in Jacksonville with this week's Salt Strong Inshore Fishing Report. All right, guys, get out there, do a little fishing, bend some rods, and good luck.